Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. For this episode of Safety School, we're going to talk about something that's really important to me personally when it comes to looking at how to run a business and how to manage people. That's something that transcends into every aspect of our daily lives, whether we realize it or not, and that is exchanging information or communicating between two or more people. And often we assume that this communication just refers to something formal that's maybe written or verbally communicated, but in fact, everything that we do, every action, every movement, whether that be a facial expression, your body language, your tone of voice, of course, which is relevant to podcasting, it all is communication and is interpreted by the person on the other end, whether that's for good or for bad. But the importance of good communication and being good at communicating cannot be underestimated. And we're going to look at a few aspects of communication and how you can effectively communicate within your business. How much we have to hone our communication skills does come down to what we do on a daily basis for the most part, but it's something to be acutely aware of. And speaking from a personal point of view, it's something that I continue to try and get better at, by, of course, doing podcasts is one aspect of it. But sometimes we're led down a path where communication becomes almost secondary to what we do within a business. And this podcast hopefully will give you a bit of a refresher as to why you need to start thinking about how you communicate and how people communicate within your business. Much of your time within business, no matter what you're doing, is spent communicating in some shape or form, be that internally between your team, or if you're trying to communicate your business goals, values, actions, and so on, or if you're externally liaising with third parties and other companies you're working with, speaking with customers, or you're trying to market a product or service, of course. So one big question to ask here is, what is successful or effective communication? In its most simple terms, effective or good communication is whenever the sender and the receiver of the information both understand the information and interpret it in the same way. So without that level of mutual understanding between the different parties involved, a message can quickly turn into either just ineffective, it can cause frustration, or of course it can be misinterpreted and result in actions on the other side being contrary to what was intended. And this all comes down to, you know, how it's delivered, how the information is presented, in what form, in what way it's communicated, and the type of audience and understanding who it is you're communicating to. So when it comes to businesses, how you communicate on a continual basis is a core component of how your business operates. And without those methods of communication, the tasks and processes that need to be carried out to get money in the door and to keep things operating really would not happen. So how effective you are in terms of actually executing your communications is fundamental to how well your business actually performs. So let's look at a few key reasons as to why you need to get on top of your communication strategy and make sure it's effective. The first one then is just generally, if you're managing employees or leading people, then you as a manager or leader have to demonstrate that you have effective communication skills and you understand the complexity and the importance of delivering your message properly and ensuring that the person on the other side is receiving it in the way it's intended. If you think about communications that you've done recently, do you think that those communications fit the bill, or are you actually measuring the effectiveness of your communications in any way? Of course, if we look at this from the HSE perspective, to ensure that people are hearing and absorbing and being communicated to in the right way ensures that they know exactly what their responsibilities are and what is expected of them. If that isn't achieved, well, how can you you know, in anybody's right mind, expect them to perform to a certain level or expect them to execute a task properly if your communication hasn't been right. So it's not only important to get that pitched at the right level in terms of the communication, but also to use it as a means of forming positive relationships so that whenever you maybe don't hit the mark with your communication, that two-way communication is established, the floor is open for them to feedback constructively what you've done wrong. And sticking with that theme of building relationships, that is something that's throughout the work that we do at safety.com, it's hugely important. It's hugely important to me as well, in general, that as humans, we're instinctively social creatures, whether we like it or not. And sometimes, and speaking from personal experience, sometimes we sort of get ourselves into a corner or back ourselves into a corner to an extent and end up really becoming not as communicative as what we would like to be, depending on what our roles are. And I know from experience myself that this did actually happen at one point in my own career. And for whatever reason, I was able to pivot and take on an increased role, which actually exposed me to more interaction with customers and with service providers, which I have to say, you know, really brought out what I feel is natural in my own personality, and that is enjoying being around people, working with people in a positive environment. And it's really important to be self-aware if that is happening to you. And if you don't have the opportunity to change a role, you know, sometimes it's easy to blame what's going on around you or the organization you're in as being the reason why you're not interacting enough. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with you. You are, you know, a leader, a manager, an employee in the business, and you know, you have every responsibility to make sure that you're instigating those conversations and building those relationships yourself to ensure that there's positive communication, and hopefully that will make you happier, less stressed, and more productive as well. Okay, so going back to a point I made on open communication, that's something that's really important, and it's often a big struggle for managers and leaders of a business. One-way communication is the most common form of communication that you'll see within businesses. Does that sound familiar to you? And I would imagine to a lot of you that it does. It's really important to ensure that the two-way communication is established between whoever it is that's relaying primarily the information and those that are receiving it, as I was saying. And the long-term result of this is that it can become then a cultural characteristic of your organization. And although many people and many businesses claim that it's something that they value in terms of two-way communication, very few actually do achieve it. But if you can, you know, give all parties within the business the ability to express their own ideas with one another, with you back and forward, and get away from the traditional top-down communication strategy, then that really opens up so much opportunity, but it also helps to build cohesion within a team and can boost employees' morale. It obviously establishes trust and helps you to give them an opportunity to use their existing knowledge and skill set to improve whatever it is that you're working on. Moving on from the importance of the open and two-way communication, as you can see, these aspects are building upon one another. So if you have that open, transparent environment for communications, you can see as well that that in itself encourages innovation, which, as I was mentioning there, it encourages people to engage, to explore new ideas, new topics, to share their learning and share their experiences when they're conducting a task or a work activity. So it's a collaborative process. Innovation is something that, you know, it needs multiple parties and multiple input from different people to work together to solve the problems. And you're only really going to get that when you have a great team working ethic and culture. And obviously, you know, your ideas then can be iterated and changed and get better and better as they're shared and reworked and remodeled with the communication flowing back and forward from all the different people involved. So when we tie those four elements together, we look back and we talked about first of all, managing employees, which then leads to the building of relationships if done properly. And that in itself then allows you to create cohesive teams, which again then encourages innovation and gives you that ability to push forward with your products and services and so on. And once you take a step back at that stage, and we think about it from a health, safety and environmental point of view, hopefully, you know, those of you who are involved in HSE management specifically will realize how much importance there should be put on to this type of strategy and this type of forethought when it comes to your communication, because you're really opening up the channel for information flow to the relevant people when it comes to risk management. And, you know, that is something that's often one of the biggest hurdles for HSE practitioners, is not being given sufficient information or being given false information. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, the cultures that develop within businesses do lead toward that. As you can see through what we've discussed, hopefully what you'll be nurturing here with the right type of communication, trust and understanding between people, is an environment where people can bring their problems to the table and tell you what's really going on. But also, when you take a step back, once all of these strategies are executed properly, what that does for the business itself, of course, and to the benefit of all the employees that are involved in the process, is that it sets it up for a really strong and sustainable growth into the future. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.